Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you that the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, and the views of our callers, of course. We welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We have with us Dr. Richard Foulkes, and he comes from Abbotsford in British Columbia. He practiced medicine there for many years. In fact, it's my understanding that he actually worked for the provincial government. Is that right, Dr. Foulkes?
Well, that is correct. I was a consultant for the Ministry of Health for a couple of years. I did a major study for the province on the entire healthcare system.
All right. When was that? When was that that you did that study?
1972.
And, of course, at that time, why, everybody knew that fluoride helped control cavities. Fluoride was good for children. Fluoride really was one of the greatest public health successes of all time, at least. That is what I believe most doctors and most dentists sincerely believe today. I believe most people believe that because we're told it repeatedly, and sometimes it's been said it doesn't matter how ridiculous something is. If you say it often enough, people will believe. Well, you actually came out and you were really advocating water fluoridation, weren't you?
Yes, well, one of my 264 recommendations, which covered the entire healthcare system, was that water fluoridation be mandatory. And I, accepted that. It came from the highest of sources, and I didn't really investigate them. I mean, who can refuse the advice of the dean of the Faculty of Dentistry and the head of the College of Dentistry and the public health people in both the province and federally. But around 1990, my views were severely questioned by someone very close to me, and I was forced to go back and take a look at the original material that was presented to me and also use the services of three university libraries in the area. And it didn't take very long to find that I had been conned, I guess, to use a word.
Because I was conned, too, for so many years by having all this education I got in college based upon things that just weren't true.
So I've spent the last 14 years reading the literature and attending international conferences on fluoride and trying to expunge myself of the sin of the past.
Well, I think that, honest people, once they find out what's going on, really are trying to do something, because this, of course, is an amazing program. Here in the United States, 67% of the communities have fluoridated water. And, of course, we're told it's helping children, but from your studies, what is the effect of the fluoride on the children? Is it really helping their teeth, or is it possible that it may even be doing some harm?
Well, drinking fluoridated water, studies have shown that there's no difference between children's teeth that have lived in fluoridated, non-fluoridated, or even partially fluoridated areas. There was a massive study of 39,000 school children carried out by the National Institute for Dental Research in the United States that showed this finding. If anything, the teeth are damaged because the incident.
Hold that thought right there. Hold that thought right there. We're going to have to lose some of our stations and bring other stations on. We'll be right back here with Dr. Richard Foulkes. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and it is a beautiful, beautiful day today. Our special guest this afternoon is Dr. Richard Foulkes, who in the early 1970s was commissioned by the provincial government of British Columbia to study the healthcare delivery system, and one of several hundred recommendations he made was that the water should be fluoridated to help with dental caries, and of course to improve the health of our children's teeth. And then, of course, in the early 1990s, somebody challenged that presumption. Now, Dr. Richard Foulkes is a physician, and he's been on the front lines initially of recommending water fluoridation. But after he had gone to the university library and read the scientific studies, he came to this sudden realization that the position he had taken was incorrect, and he has spent the last 14 years trying to get the truth out. So you were saying before we went to the break that there is a massive study in the United States. Was that a United States study or a Canadian study?
Well, it was the National Institute for Dental Research of the U.S. Public Health Service carried out a study of over nearly 40,000 school children and found that there was really no difference between the children reared in fluoridated as opposed to non-fluoridated areas. Now, the percentage that the official write-up gave was a 17.7% difference. When you realize that they were counting tooth surfaces, this amounted to less than one tooth surface difference between the two, which is certainly within examiner error and also, shouldn't be considered statistically significant.
All right, fine. And, of course, the other question is, well, if it doesn't help, by ingesting water, in fact, there have been subsequent studies, and we have them from the CDC and even from the American Dental Association, although the American Dental Association has sent me a fact saying I could not use a page of their, where it tells from their article back in the year 2000, it says, ingestion of fluoridated water doesn't do any good. But we have the same thing from the CDC. So if ingestion of fluoridated water doesn't do any good, if fluoride only acts topically on the tooth, then why are we fluoridating the water?
Well, of course, I think maybe the answer, and I certainly am plugging it right now, is a recent book published, written by Christopher Bryson, called The Fluoride Deception. And it is an excellent book. It gives a lot of the details and
hold that thought,
the studies
hold,
and so
hold,
forth.
Hold that thought right there, and we'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this afternoon, Dr. Richard Foulkes, and of course, he practiced for many years up in the British Columbia area. And you're retired now, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
All
well,
right.
I'm an associate editor of the Fluoride Journal, so I get an opportunity to review books and some of the papers that are published in it.
And
but
really,
I'd like to make it clear that I'm not a spokesman for the Fluoride Journal nor for the International Society of Fluoride Research.
All right, but but certainly one of the more interesting things is how the various groups have done everything they could to suppress the information in Fluoride Journal. My understanding is that Medline, which of course is looked to as almost as the authoritative source by most physicians here in America, comes out, has to do with the U.S. Public Health Service. Why, they will not quote anything out of the Fluoride Journal, is that true?
Well, the U.S. Public Health Service is responsible for the publication of Medline, which is used by anybody doing medical research. And they have steadfastly refused to index the Fluoride Journal. And, of course, the Fluoride Journal was established 37 years ago because of the difficulty in getting anything published in the old line journals on fluoride, and particularly anything that was opposed to it or indicated the toxic nature of the substance on the body.
And, of course, PubMed, if people get on the Internet, well, you want to go to PubMed. That's where you're going to get the real facts. But my understanding is PubMed won't put anything in from the Fluoride Journal.
No, well, they're not indexed. Well, of course, there's so many journals in the world, they can't index them all. But you know, for a number of years, the people in the International Society for Fluoride Research have been trying to get fluoride indexed by these organizations. But this is, if you read Chris Bryson's book, of course, this is part of the conspiracy.
Well, why don't you explain to our listeners what Chris Bryson's book, The Fluoride Deception, incidentally, we do carry the book, we think it's an important book, but what is Chris Bryson's contention?
Well, I think the main thing is that in his book he reveals how the various fluoride-emitting industries have created and maintained a gigantic deception for more than six decades. It started, according to information that he's received from old letters and that sort of thing, that the problem during the production of the atomic bomb during World War II and afterwards, the Manhattan Project, had to use a great deal of fluoride, uranium hexafluoride, actually, to produce the bomb and produce the correct isotope, so that the pollution was in evidence, killing off orchards, for example, in New Jersey. Also, indications that many of the workers were being injured. And it was the fear of litigation that really inspired the idea that if you make fluoride look benign by saying it's good for the kid's teeth, then you could get away from this rather obnoxious thing of being sued.
Well, did they actually have stables of lawyers? They even
called
them fluoride lawyers. Everything, of course, not only by the government. Of course, they were refining uranium, but the aluminum industry and the fertilizer industry. And of course, they had to protect themselves from suit, you know, because they were really harming people. They were destroying orchards. They were destroying farm animals. But of course, they could convince people that it was perfectly harmless. Why? It's even in your toothpaste. Why are you worried? Unless, of course, you've read the back of your toothpaste tube, where it tells you if you ingest any of this at all, you should immediately go to a fluoride, to the poison center.
Well, especially if you're a child under 2 years of age, right. Because 2 ounces can produce highly toxic effects, even death.
Right. So they put it in our toothpaste, but there was an organized effort to convince the American people that water fluoridation was perfectly all right, because initially it was fluoridated water. When did the fluoridated toothpaste come along, do you recall?
Oh, I can't recall the exact date, but I know that it came on after the water fluoridation started. And, you know, it would seem rational from studies that have been carried out that fluoridated toothpaste, you know, may be effective in helping to correct dental cavities once they've started, and as long as the mouth is in fairly good condition.
Well, doesn't it actually work because it's an enzymatic poison and it kills the bacteria? And isn't it the bacteria that produce dental caries?
Yeah, no, there are some investigators that feel that it makes the enamel flow into the cavities. Kind of a healing process, and there seems to be some support for that, particularly from some Danish investigators in their published studies.
All right, fine, but the major thing is this is not has nothing to do with fluoridated water, because of course according to the CDC, you know, the concentration of fluoride in the toothpaste is about 1,000 times what it would be in the saliva, and the amount in the saliva really doesn't do much of any good at all, does it?
Not really. You know, you'd have to drink or put a lot of the fluoride in the water supply to have a little bit come out through the saliva, and it doesn't seem to make sense, not logical.
Well, my understanding is that according to the CDC and the Dental Association, fluoride does no good ingested. It's simply locally, at least they claim that locally it's going to cut back on caries, yet the studies don't verify that at all, do they?
That's right. But the most worrisome thing is that by putting fluoride into the drinking water, The substance used mostly now is hydrofluorosilicic acid, which contains a lot of impurities like cadmium, arsenic, lead, and even radionuclides. So you're putting what is really a waste product from the superphosphate fertilizer industry directly into people's water supply. Now, in order for those factories to handle the silica fluorides that are emitted through the stacks, if they took the washings and didn't put them in the water supply, they have to be kept in special treatment facilities, and it's an expensive proposition. So that the phosphate fertilizer factories actually make a buck from selling their waste product to be dumped into the water supply, and from the water supply into the rivers or sea or wherever the effluent goes.
But they're not actually allowed to put it into the sea. They couldn't take it out and dump it in the sea, could they?
Not unless it gets there via the community water supply.
And so
they can't directly dump it into the sea, no.
And so what they've figured is this is a great scam if they can put it into the drinking water, because they're not simply adding fluoride. They're adding this compound, and it has certainly fluoride in it. It has lead. It has arsenic. It has cadmium. All of these are heavy metals, and they're all toxic to the brain. And then it has polonium-20 in there. So we get all that wonderful benefit, and of course the fertilizer and the aluminum company make an awful lot of money, but the thing is, they spend an awful lot of money really on politics, don't they, to get the politicians to vote for this sort of thing?
Well, I imagine so, because it certainly has been supported politically, you know, over the decades. And it's not just the United States, of course, although the United States is the leader, but Ireland, Southern Ireland era is almost 100% fluoridated.
But what about the rest of Europe? My understanding that most of Europe gave this up a long time ago because of
toxicity. Well, those countries that did fluoridate gave it up, so that virtually no country in Europe fluoridates at this point. The UK is about 10% fluoridated.
Right, right. And of course, Basel, which was fluoridated for 50 years, recently gave it up because all the scientific studies show that this is toxic. In fact, what is the effect of fluoridated water, certainly on the brains of human beings? Aren't there studies out of China that shows that it lowers the IQ significantly?
Oh, yes. Quite definitely. Two or three excellent studies from China. And of course, this follows. It's interesting that Bryson's book, The Fluoride Deception, has an introduction by Theo Colburn, who wrote an excellent book a few years ago called Our Stolen Future. Now, she concentrated on the adverse effects of what we call hormone-disrupting chemicals, chloridane, Agent Orange, diethylbestrol, DDT, PCBs, and so forth. And she showed that those not only adversely affect reproductive organs and are responsible for fertility problems, but also reduce the IQ. Now, she missed out fluoride, but it's interesting that she now has caught up to fluoride and introduces that as an introduction to Chris Bryson's book. So now we have a whole series of chemicals, including fluoride, that have an adverse effect on reproductive ability of human beings and also on the IQ.
And, of course, we have articles, I believe, out of the Fluoride Journal. I could be mistaken, but we have articles, scientific articles, peer-reviewed articles that show that fluoride decreases testosterone. We have peer-reviewed articles that shows that it decreases fertility in animals, and there's many suggestions it decreases it in human beings as well. But you see, the American people aren't allowed to know that. And this is really what's so frightening, is that if you do the scientific studies and you go to the libraries, you'll find these articles, and you can go up on the Internet and go to the articles published by the Fluoride Journal. But if you go to PubMed, or you go to Medline, and you look them up, you're not going to find them listed. I wonder why. We'll be right back here in just a moment with Dr. Richard Fultz.
probably help you to understand the nature of the spiritual battle in which we're currently involved is Gary Carr's book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism. Now, you may remember Gary Carr's book, Heir to Global Occupation. His second book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism, goes into the very real spiritual forces, the dark and sinister spiritual forces, which have energized those people who are molding the world in which we live today. Going to the background of Masonry, Theosophy, and he actually quotes extensively from the writings of these people who have helped to mold the events of the 20th century. The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Carr will give you tremendous insight into the background of what's happening in America today. And unless you understand the spiritual forces at work, you really can't understand the unfolding of events. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Carr.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In November of 1991, the 60 Minutes television show first reported on the French paradox, the fact the French violate every dietary rule for good health, eat a diet rich in fats and calories, and yet exhibit far better cardiovascular health than North Americans. Over a decade later, we know that molecules called polyphenols are responsible for the health benefits in red wine. But those molecules only remain stable in a sealed bottle of red wine. Longevinix is the first dietary supplement to stabilize red wine molecules in a sealed capsule, just like a corked bottle of red wine, providing red wine polyphenols without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives. One Longevinix capsule is equivalent in polyphenols to drinking 5 glasses of red wine. Call 866-405-4000 today to order Longevinix. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon, Dr. Richard Folks, and a practitioner for many years in the province of British Columbia, retired now. He is one of the associate editors of the Fluoride Journal. And, of course, this is really where the scientists who study this from all throughout the world, you have to deal with science, not what your dentist says, because he hasn't read the scientific articles. He believes what, of course, he learned in medical school. He believes what he's told by his dental organizations, and unfortunately, sometimes these people can be misled. What's really rather frightening is when you have people like Dr. Harvey Limebach, and I've actually talked to Harvey Limebach. I've actually talked to him. He's an associate professor of preventive dentistry at the University of Toronto, who was steadfast in his support of fluoridated drinking water until he did the scientific studies. And when he realized he was wrong, he spoke out publicly. And, of course, we actually have an interview, a video interview with him in the DVD we offer on fluoride. But I talked to Dr. Limebach, asked him to come onto the program, and he told me he couldn't. He'd been threatened. He'd been threatened and told he would lose his position. As he said to me, I don't want to risk my children's future and my job simply to crusade on this any longer. He'd like to come forward, but unfortunately, this is what we're up against. How can you have a scientific discussion when people are threatened to keep them silent? Dr. Folks?
Well, it's not easy, and of course it's...
Yeah, I mean, you're acquainted with the story I'm telling you.
Oh, yes, I know Dr. Limebach quite well. We used to be on opposite sides of the fence at one time on the fluoridation issue.
Well, he was a very effective spokesman, I'm sure, against you until he finally realized you were right. But then, of course, because he still is employed in the academics, he's not allowed to tell you the truth. And, of course, this is rather frightening. I thought we had academic freedom.
Well, of course, there are a lot of examples in the fluoride deception by Christopher Bryson, and particularly the case of Phyllis Mullenix.
Well, why don't you tell us about Dr. Phyllis Mullenix, who worked at Harvard and at the Forsyth Dental Research Institute?
Yeah, well, she was an expert in using rats to measure their brain abilities of various types, and she was brought into the Institute to study the adverse effects of fluoride, and she did with her rats and found that fluoride was responsible for many forms of aberrant mental behavior, some of them resembling the acute hyperactive deficiency syndrome that seems to be so common.
We call it the ADHD, the attention deficit hyperactivity.
Yeah, I couldn't quite get my tongue around it.
Don't worry about it.
I got my notes in front of me. Anyway, her results were not met favorably, and she was threatened with dismissal if she published her findings, which as a person of very high integrity, she did, and she subsequently lost her job.
And of course, she did actually sue and got a large settlement. Wasn't that the case?
Yes, she did. She was, well, she was, you know, falsely discharged from her job, really.
And of course,
contract.
But this is what they do to intimidate people, and the same happened to Dr. William Marcus, who was the senior advisor to the Department of Drinking Water Safety at the Environmental Protection Agency. And would you like to tell a little bit about his story?
And he also sued and was reinstated in his position because he was fired for speaking out.
And of course, he was concerned about the fact that, at least in animals, why there was solid evidence that that fluoridated water in quantities similar to what we drink was, of course, creating cancer in the animals. Have you ever wondered why, all across America today, why cancer has exceeded heart disease as the primary killer in America? It used to be cancer was very rare, at least when I went to medical school, but we have an epidemic of cancer all across America, and you have to ask yourself why, and why they would fire the senior advisor, Dr. William Marcus at the EPA, on drinking water, because he pointed out that the EPA's own studies show that it produced cancer in animals. I wonder why. Well, this has happened to a number of people who really tried to speak out, hasn't it, Dr. Folks?
Yes, unfortunately, that's the way it is. But then, fluoride is not the only instance we've had of this kind of incorrectness. DES, or diethyl stilbestrol thing that Theo Colvin talks about in her book is a good example.
We'll have to get to that in just a moment when we get back.
Okay.
Have you ever wondered what the Vietnamese War was really all about? Why America, the most powerful nation in the world, spent 10 years fighting in Southeast Asia against a nation the size of the state of Mississippi, and America lost that war? Do you really believe that happened by accident? There's so much to the story of Vietnam that the American people have never really known. And in our four-tape set, Vietnam, The Untold Story, you're going to get the information that you need to understand the tragedy of that event. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for Vietnam, The Untold Story, the story of what really happened in Vietnam that has been suppressed from the American people for the last 20 years.
Sophisticated investors are buying gold and silver today because the dollar has lost almost 50% of its value in relationship to the euro, and the price of gold and silver has increased almost 40%. If you're interested in learning more about precious metal investing, why don't you call Bo at 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177. Or visit him at Elliott's Stamp and Coin Shop in downtown Santa Cruz at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building, which is located between Trader Joe's and the Signature Twin Movie Theater. Bo's telephone number is 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177. And he's located at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building. And if you mention you heard about Elliott Stamp and Coin Shop on Radio Liberty, why, you'll get a 15% discount on some non-investment items.
Leading-edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
And we'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Richard Polk. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and I'm sure some of our people out in the audience are saying, this couldn't be going on. Why, if it were, why Rush Limbaugh and, of course, Bill O'Reilly and certainly Sean Hannity and all those other good people would be telling us about it. And, well, of course, we have some of the finest conservatives money could buy on talk radio. They're not going to tell you a lot of things, which is why I do what I do. I'm a retired orthopedic surgeon, and I could probably be traveling and enjoying life and playing golf. But instead, we spend 5 hours a day trying to get the American people to think. Now, one of the things that's really frightening to me is the impact of the fluoride compounds on the human mind. And certainly, you pointed out there are studies in certainly in China that suggest that we can, what, take about 10 points off the IQ in fluoridated, heavily fluoridated areas?
Well, I don't know that it can be, you know, precisely measured as points, but if 5 to 10% reduction, certainly from studies I've seen, seems to be in order. And of course, many of these studies come from China, where they have a terrific problem with millions of people living in what they call endemic fluoride areas, where the water supply has high levels of natural fluoride, and they absorb a lot of fluoride from burning coal, both inside houses without chimneys, and also use it for drying their foodstuff. so that these people have two sources of fluoride contamination, really. First, the water, and then other cities, the soot.
Well, then, of course,
some of the combination.
But don't we get a certain amount of fluoride from what's being sprayed onto our vegetables in the field?
Oh,
because
we had to
do away with that terrible DDT. So now, of course, we've got the good fluoride compound that we're spraying and then what are the other sources of fluoride? Isn't it in many of our foods we eat, many of our prepared foods?
Oh yeah, we have to talk about the sort of total load of fluoride that we get if we drink fruit juice, for example, made up from concentrate in fluoridated areas. That gives us fluoride. A lot, as you say, a lot of the vegetables and so on that we eat have fluoride, pesticides and fungicides. It even grapes are a good example, and of course it turns up in grape juice and even in wines. So that number of medications are fluoride compounds, particularly some of the tranquilizers, and it's also in tea, and tea is a very high source of fluoride.
In fact, most
so we've got a major load, and there's also evidence that probably some fluoride is absorbed through the gums when we brush our teeth. People even say that fluoride is absorbed into the body when you take a shower in a fluoridated area.
Well, what about the gums when you're brushing your teeth? Is there any evidence, and I've talked to some dentists who suggest that this actually is responsible why so many people have receding bone around their teeth? It's because of the fluoride. Is there any basis for that?
Oh, I don't know. That's certainly not... doesn't come to my attention.
Right. What about, of course, the effect of fluoride on other things? Haven't there been some studies that suggested that fluoride was carcinogenic and it actually produced cancer in certain animals?
Well, yes. There was the National Toxicology Program study in the 90s that was ordered by Congress because the epidemiological study of 10 large cities in the United States that were fluoridated, 10 large cities that were not fluoridated, that showed that there was an increased rate of cancers of all types. So they carried out a study with experimental animals, and they did show the production of osteosarcoma, which is a rare bone cancer in rats, and also a rare kidney tumor.
But isn't there actually an increase in an osteosarcoma in human beings in areas where they're fluoridated water?
There have been two studies, again, on populations in the United States that show a higher incidence of osteogenic sarcoma, the rare bone tumor, in young males, particularly, living in fluoridated areas.
Yeah, but, of course, the Public Health Service has certainly done everything they could to sort of disparage those studies, haven't they?
Yeah, well, one problem with epidemiological studies or population studies, of course, they don't really present a cause and effect relationship, but they are very highly suggestive and certainly should be red flags.
Well, you know, one of the most amazing things to me was that that report that came out of the Centers for Disease Control that said ingestion of fluoridated water didn't have any effect on the dental caries, that all of the effect was simply local. I'm sure you're well acquainted with that study. So if it doesn't do any good by ingesting it, why are we giving it to all the people? I mean, it certainly seems to have an effect on the thyroid and on the bones and on the endocrine system. And so why are we giving it to the American people if it doesn't do any good to ingest it?
I don't know. I would suggest perhaps it's a touch of insanity.
All right.
I think the thing is that everybody involved has so much invested in it, you know, and bureaucracy. Having been a bureaucrat myself, I know that the bureaucrat's first obligation is for his own personal survival. And if you've been making your living off fluoridation for 20 or 30 years and you're near retirement, you don't want to see anybody destroy it.
All right. Now, of course,
That's as good an explanation as I can come up with.
What about the studies as far as hip fractures in the elderly? Is there any correlation? Has there been any response?
Well, here again, the number, I think there's something like 14 or 15 studies, both in the United States and the UK and in France, that show a higher frequency of hip fractures in people living in, particularly women, living in fluoridated areas or areas that have a higher level of fluoride in their water supply. And the majority of these studies show a positive correlation.
And, of course, we actually read all of these studies. We have copies of them from the Journal of the American Medical Association.
That's certainly right. Well, there's, I think, two or three of them in the JAMA.
Right. And, of course, they're there, but the average doctor is so busy. He's reading orthopedic things, and the average individual reads it, but they can't put one and one together and come up with two. In areas where you have fluoridated water, there's an increase of hip fractures in women. Why would that be? Why would the postmenopausal women get increased hip fractures just because the water is fluoridated?
Well, they also have osteoporosis, and fluoride produces weak bone, really, and sometimes on x-ray, of course, in the cases of people that have what we call skeletal ferosis, the bone looks thickened and looks very strong, but in actuality it's a thick bone produced by fluoride, but it's also a weak bone.
In fact, I remember when I was practicing orthopedics, we'd see these pictures, and these bones would actually bowl because they were so weak, and they tend to just sort of bend. That's before they broke. Well, our telephone number, of course, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And if you care about your children, if you care about their minds, you need to get the documentation for the things we're talking about. Certainly the book, The Fluoride Deception, by Chris Bryson, which we've talked about. A book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, by Dr. Blaylock, has an excellent section on fluoride. We have interviews with key people, including Dr. Harvey Limebach, who, of course, gave this interview before he was threatened and told he was not to be allowed to speak anymore about the dangers of water fluoridation. But we do have an interview with him, fascinating insight into what's really going on. And then when he realized they used threats and, well, other things to silence people who are telling the truth, you have to ask yourself, why? Let's go to Marilyn, who's calling from Sacramento. Hi, Marilyn.
Well, hi, Dr. Stan. Today's my birthday, and I know tomorrow's your birthday.
How did you know my birthday is tomorrow?
I just remember because, well, when it's one day after mine.
All right, fine.
1 year ahead, I think.
Okay, right. Go ahead.
Well, anyhow, yes, I, you know, this is so absolutely nutty. Now, what medical and dental scientist could possibly advocate an uncontrolled dose for a specific population, even if it did any good, which I'm not saying it does, and even if it did no harm, which, of course, you know, we can assert that it does harm in all kinds of ways, but even if it did no harm, what possible rationale is there for putting it in the water for animals to drink, or plants?
We want to help the children, Marilyn. It's all about helping the children.
Well, that's what I said. If it's a specific dose, we don't do anything else.
Let's get Dr. Folk's response. Marilyn is asking the $64,000 question.
First of all, have a happy birthday, both of you.
Well, it has been a happy birthday so far.
The only rationale that one can dream up is the fact that you've got to give fluoride a benign image. Otherwise, these big lawsuits are going to take place because, after all, if it's good for children's teeth, you know, what's the harm in it? And the second is that it's a good way to get rid of toxic waste.
But, of course, what they've done in simply back in Washington, D.C., in their wisdom, they have passed legislation that will stop any class action lawsuits, shift them from the state courts to the federal courts, where they can effectively block them with political appointees to the judicial system who are answerable to the great corporations. And this is the problem. We're getting away from justice. That's what this new legislation is all about. It's not about helping the little local store that's getting sued. It's about protecting the major corporations like Merck and Pfizer, who've been putting out unsafe products, and the people, of course, been fluoridating our water, but and the people have been putting the mercury in our vaccines. Eli Lilly has been doing this for many years, at least producing the product, and everything is being done to keep the American people from realizing that if this legislation passed, forget about any means of getting back at the companies that have knowingly, intentionally hurt people. Anything else you want to say, Marilyn?
Well, yes, a couple of things. One thing is that my children, neither my children nor my grandchildren, has drunk any water. They just, or have drunk water, just water out of the tap. Everything has to be juice or carbonated, I'm sorry to say, but they don't drink water. So, you know, it isn't even getting to those people, but of course when you get older, you're supposed to drink, what, 8 glasses a day or something?
Right.
I mean, is this crazy? You have to buy water or buy a purifier? And the question I have has to do with is these nutcases in California who passed further. First they passed a law saying all the water systems would be fluoridated over a certain population, da-da-da. And if they could get the funding from some outside source, of course, it was there readily for anyone who qualified. And now I hear that they passed another law that will force fluoridation on every single water system in California. Do you know about that?
Yes, and that, of course, is signed into place by our great conservative Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. Thanks so much, Marilyn. I share your concern. Let's go to Craig, who's calling from Missouri. Hi, Craig. Did you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I do. I'm wondering why they put fluoride in medicine, and also how does this relate to what they talk about, the blood-brain barrier?
All right, fine. Why do they put fluoride in medicines?
Well, I guess primarily because it's the compound that's used in the medication is effective with the fluoride molecule.
Well, basically the
element in it.
Fluoride does pass the
blood-brain barrier. They used to think this was impossible, but it has a direct effect on nerve tissue and on the brain.
Well, of course, it must get to the brain because it's the active ingredient in Prozac and Luvox.
Right, now the serotonin.
Right. So it does get in there, and it is a very active element. It actually, of course, has a tremendous effect on almost every cell in the human body.
They used to use it with cortisone too, but with a lot of people that produced acne and really bad rebound complications. I guess it's still available, but a lot of people are very sensitive to it.
Okay, anything else, Greg?
Yes, are there any long-term studies on fluoride in the human body other than the government or fluoride-related industry?
Are there any long-term studies of the effect of fluoride in the human body? Well, isn't that all covered in the Fluoride Journal that you're associate editor of?
That's right. And if anyone wants to pick up back copies, it's on the web. It's fluoride-journal.com. And another good source of information for people who want to read into it more deeply is a website called fluoridealert.org.
Okay.
And that's all
about all one word.
And you really
don't put fluoridealert.com because you'll get the American Dental Association.
But, Craig, go up there, find it, and you'll find all those studies. If you'd like a free copy of my November newsletter, of course, it gives you all the documentation and sources where you can check me out and find if I'm telling you the truth. And you can see that on my website at radioliberty.com, or you can call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 and ask for a copy of my November letter. But it's up on the web if you'd like to get it there. Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
And we're just about out of time. Whenever we have you on our program, the hour flies by. You've mentioned the websites where people can get the information you're talking about. What message would you like to leave with our listeners this evening?
Well, the message I like to leave is that you know, fluoride is like a number of other issues that had to be faced in the past, and that people should get on it. It took something like 60 years to get the lead out of gasoline, and yet 60 years before the adverse effects were well known. After DES was shown to be ineffective in reducing miscarriages, it was still used for 20 years.
That's diethyl.
The okay of the ADA.
It was the diethylstilbestrol, right?
Yeah.
Well, there's so many things out there that that we really need to let the people understand that just because the doctors say it's right, sometimes they have a vested interest in it. I was part of the original study that was done at the University of California to show how safe sildenafil was, how it prevented cancer. And I had a patient that got cancer when they were on the sildenafil, so they just threw her out of the study because they didn't want anything to disturb what they were trying to prove. There's a lot of money.
Children that get cancer from
right.
that. Well, it's the children that get cancer from DES.
Right. Well, God bless you. Thanks very much for being with us.
Okay, well, thank you for having me.
Bye-bye.
Maybe the government was not giving you the full story. Well, there was the most amazing video. It's called Waco, the Rules of Engagement, 2.5 ripping hours of the story of a government onslaught into a group of peaceable people. Now, their religion may be different than yours and mine, but they were still Christians, they still believed in the Bible, and they believed that the government would one day become their enemy and destroy them. Well, Waco, the Rules of Engagement is a video that everybody who loves freedom should see, because the ultimate conclusion is the government did not want them to come out. The government did everything they could to keep them from coming out, to antagonize them, loud music, lights all the time, to totally create a situation where they could not think clearly or would respond normally. Waco, the Rules of Engagement, is currently unavailable through regular sources. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR right now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and let me just mention that we have some fascinating material on Waco. We have a Waco, the Rules of Engagement, and we have another video, of course, that goes into Waco, a New Revelation. You'll actually talk to people who talk to the members of the Special Forces who went into the compound and killed the women and children. They were ordered to do it. It was perfectly all right. After all, when you were in the military and you're told to kill people, you kill people. We actually, of course, interviewed the a fellow pathologist who worked on the did an autopsy on the body of one of the people there, and of course they'd torn off the one arm and crushed the pelvis. Now that didn't happen during the fire. That man was outside where they killed him, and then they dragged him back and threw them in there. You'll actually hear the FBI agent who was in charge of the investigation saying, "This is an open murder investigation." And the murder, of course, was being attributed to the Special Forces people and covered up by the FBI. Waco, a New Revelation, of course, shook the nation when it first came out and then totally suppressed everybody involved with that. When the original prosecutor of what happened at Waco realized the great miscarriage of justice, that the jury actually said, and I talked to Sarah Blaine, who was actually on the head of the jury, she said the wrong people were on trial. The prosecutor tried to get the people off by, of course, bringing out new information, and the government went after the prosecutor and destroyed his life and destroyed his marriage, and of course Senator Danforth was called in to investigate as a shill. He said a lot of the FBI agents lied to him, but the only person to go after, of course, was the prosecutor who was trying to get the truth out. So Waco, the New Revelation, doesn't get into that aspect, but it's one of the most amazing videos you'll ever see in our 4 tape sets on Waco. Call us at 1-800-544-8927, because this is true. No man's life or family are safe. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course this is the time when I need to remind you that Radio Liberty is listener-supported, and you may not like all the things we say. After all, these are disturbing things. You'd like to just get on with your life. Unfortunately, they're not going to allow you to get on with your life, and you're either going to stand up now and say no, or you may be on your knees pleading and saying, yes, 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 I'll do whatever you want me to. We're sending our boys overseas to fight and die. And we told us, well, we went there because of the weapons of mass destruction. Well, it was all a mistake. Sorry, but that's all right. We're better off without Saddam Hussein there. Fully ignoring the fact that we backed Saddam Hussein all during the 1980s, and the first Bush administration funded him with billions of dollars. And if you doubt that, you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Ask for the article, When an Enemy Becomes an Ally. When an Enemy Becomes an Ally. We hope many of you will want to get the book we discussed in the first hour, Osama's Revenge. We hope, of course, many of you will want to get a book we carry called Crude Politics, which tells you that we never tried to get Osama bin Laden. When we sent our troops to Afghanistan, they weren't allowed to try to get him. Osama bin Laden was the finest enemy that American tax dollars could buy. So you need to get my articles off of my website at RadioLiberty.com. You need to get other people listening to our programs, our shortwave programs, our internet programs. And then we hope many of you will give serious consideration to buying a case of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. We're halfway to our goal of the number of cases we want to get sold. And you get actually 62 of my books. Brotherhood of Darkness. Ordinarily, they're $12.95 each. You get them for $2 each, but you have to get the whole case. Shipping will be $25. We want you to get the book. We want you to read the book. We want you to pass the book out. We want you to get other people to read the book. Time is running out for the survival of America. We will soon be involved in World War III. Brazil now is working on nuclear weapons. Yes, China is working on nuclear weapons and has, of course, their bases all surrounding America today, in the Bahamas, in the Panama, and, of course, they're even working up in Canada, and they're taking over the oil shale there, and many of the, they are going to have their bases in Canada. This is not imaginary. It's real. The Brotherhood of Darkness, I think, is the best single book to give you the overview of what this is about. We are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of mankind. So if you'd like to get a case of the books, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And when the offer is closed, well, there'll be no more books until we have to reprint again, which will be some time. So if you, of course, you can always get them at $12.95. If you'd like to read the book, we recommend to give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't read Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to. You can get the video, you can get the audio tape. It all tells the same story. Lives have been changed with this book. I know Masons who actually turned their back on Masonry when they realized what they were into. Because most Masons don't understand Masonry, just as most people really don't understand what's going on in the world today. Most communists don't understand communism. Most socialists don't understand socialism. And many people who support the capitalist system do not understand capitalism at all. All they know is what they've been taught in the universities, but then there they were taught that fluoride was perfectly safe. It was wonderful for the children's teeth. They didn't tell you it. It lowered the IQ, sedates the people, creates fractures, suppresses the endocrine system, brings on premature menarche, it decreases fertility. All of these things. But I never learned that in medical school. If you'd like a free copy of my November newsletter, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to our programs 5 hours a day by radio someplace in America, 5 hours a day on the Internet, 5 hours a day on the satellite, 4 hours a day on shortwave. Get other people listening. It's up to you. I can only do so much. I hope you'll join us in this epic struggle to determine if this nation or any nation conceived under God can long endure. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.